right, welcome back. And, you know, the real estate market in New Hampshire and Maine and some of our listener region, it's been an aberration. Homes going for probably, you know, 100, 150 grand above what they should or asking price, and people bidding on that. I'm hearing things may be slowing down a little bit, but maybe not. We're going to bring in a real estate expert. Melanie Smith Norcross is a realtor in the Salem, New Hampshire area. Corey, let's bring on Melanie to talk a little bit about what she's hearing. Is it still a red-hot seller's market, or is it softening? Melanie, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me.
What are you seeing out there?
It's still a really crazy market. We definitely saw a little bit of a summer slowdown, but that's pretty typical. We expect to see that. But overall, we're still seeing the same. It's definitely a seller's market. It's been a great couple of years for sellers. It's been a challenging one for buyers. But, prices are up 18% this year to date. It's still a really crazy market. It's a great time to sell.
What's that again, Melanie?
I said, it's a great time to sell.
Do you see a softening, things slowing down? Now, I shared yesterday on our show, I remember it wasn't too many years ago in New Hampshire, you put a place on the market, your house on the market, fairly priced. It might be months before anyone even looked at it, let alone bid. Interest rates were much higher. Of course, we've seen these record low interest rates, so it's become an incredible seller's market. Sometimes we scratch our heads and don't know why. I have a theory. I think people are leaving some overregulated, overtaxed states in the country, moving here, figuring if we can work remotely and live and look at a hill or a lake or an ocean in New Hampshire, why not live here versus New Jersey? But what else is going on in the market? What are some of the forces that have made it such a seller's market?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a huge influx of out-of-state buyers coming to New Hampshire, a lot of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York buyers. The two, hottest markets in New Hampshire have been the Portsmouth region and the Lakes regions. So that tells you, people are buying second homes here. They're definitely leaving some of the major metropolitan areas to get, young professionals going to Portsmouth. So, yeah, we're definitely seeing that. We've had months where, 48% of all closings have been out-of-state buyers. So that's definitely driving our local market up.
Now, again, no one has a crystal ball. We're going into the back-to-school time. Typically, some people this time of year may not put a house in the market or buy because they're trying to get settled with the fall coming in. What are you seeing on timing in this market, or is timing irrelevant, and do you think it's going to be hot right into the winter months?
I think demand is definitely there, and I don't think that's changing anytime soon. So I wish I had a crystal ball. Unfortunately, I don't, but I don't really see any big changes. Of course, now is a great time to sell. Inventory is still extremely low. We definitely encourage people, if you're thinking about selling, take advantage of it now. I don't see any big changes happening in the near future.
What about interest rates, Melanie? And, of course, Melanie Smith Norcross, a realtor in the Southern Tier. And if there's a website or you want to promote your own real estate, go ahead in terms of your group. But what about interest rates?
Interest rates have remained very low. You can't get much lower than this. So again, that's definitely driving the market. My website is melanienorcross.com. Definitely, if I can give you a market analysis, definitely reach out and I can help you.
Do you see interest rates? Do you see them staying low, Melanie?
I do. Yeah. I'm sure they'll tick up, and I think that will have a cooling effect on the market, but, in the near future, I don't see any big changes happening.
What about inventory? Is it still a shortage of inventory? And you're where do you sell principally? Salem, New Hampshire area?
Yeah, I'm licensed in New Hampshire and Mass. I sell, Rockingham County, Merrimack Valley of Massachusetts. But I'm based in Salem. It's still inventory is low, days on market. Throughout the state is 28 days, but locally it's much lower, depending on, price range and what towns you're in. So inventory is very low. We're running at about, a month worth of inventory, which 6 months is considered a balanced market. So, we're counting it by weeks now instead of months.
Now, what about the average home price? I've heard in Rockingham County, Seacoast, it was like it was crazy. It was almost $700,000 for an average median. What about the Salem, New Hampshire area? What's an average home sell for?
Yeah, I mean, we're up in the fours now. It's crazy. Again, prices are up, 18% this year alone. So it's definitely a time a lot of people are deciding to cash out. I see people selling to rent, kind of wait for the market to cool down. So
interesting. All right, Melanie, I appreciate it very much joining us with some expertise on the Southern Tier red hot market, at least continuing for now. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.